Let's go.
Hey, hey, now welcome. You are listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, our favorite radio station. We are creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, and one dime at a time. And that means you. And of course, we are talking about the new you, the new season, the new opportunities. New you in 2022. That's going to be my theme. That's it for the whole entire year. So no matter what day or month you are listening to this, I am talking about the new you in 2022. I think that this is such a unique opportunity for us to pay closer attention to ourselves. And so without further ado, I'm going to welcome my sister and business partner, your legend, our icon, MC Light, to the round table. Good day, MC Light. I can't say
thank
morning
because
we never know what time it is, where anybody is. I know we are trying to get to Bali, and I think it's nighttime over there.
It definitely is nighttime in Bali.
Yes, yes, yes. So, you know, I discovered something or rediscovered something that I shared with my family, and everybody's in shock, including my husband. He did not know. Nobody, my brother doesn't even believe me. I had to go and break it down and help him understand why. But I play the piano, and Beethoven's classical piece, Fur Elise, is one of my all-time favorites. And nobody knew that about me, that I actually can play the piano and I love to play it. And I forgot about that, you know, so I have been just kind of hitting the reset button, kind of on this little sabbatical kind of mentality thing that I'm doing right now. Not moving around, you know, staying in one spot, just, you know, letting Omicron or the omnipresent thing do what it's going to do, wherever it's going.
Let me ask you something.
Uh-huh.
What benefits are there to sitting still?
Oh, my God. Clarity. Clarity. De-stressing. New ideas. Creativity. You cannot be your best creative self moving around every day, all the time, everywhere, every weekend, I remember in my younger days, my husband and I, when we were dating and got married, you know, we went out every single weekend. Friday, we were going somewhere. Saturday, we were going somewhere. Sunday, we had church, moving around. Let me tell you something. I just said all of that. That's crazy. It's too much. And I think often people move around because they're not comfortable with themselves. And, you know, when you and I first started working together, I would work a lot. I mean, and I still kind of do, but, you know, I'm on this new 2-day work week thing. yeah, I'm on this new 2-work day, but I shouldn't tell that to a lot of people because we need to keep commerce and activity going.
You shouldn't tell that to anyone.
2 days a week. That's all I need. That's all I've ever needed. I get more work done in 2 days than people get done in the whole month. You know it. You know that's how I do it. But any old way, you know, I never wanted to slow down because I didn't want to think. I didn't want to stop. I didn't want to think about anything. So I don't know if you remember, we had a team meeting back in 2014. And I was saying I was going to stop and just have some me time. And, you know, I got a little emotional about it because the truth is, it's like, okay, what am I going to do with that time? So, you know, being still has forced me, you know, that I've had seasons where I don't do a lot of talking. I can be quiet. I don't have to go anywhere. I don't have to say yes to anything I don't want to say yes to. I don't have to prove anything. I don't have to be perfect. I don't have to meet the external demands of the world, you know? And so that's what sitting still. And the more I sit still, especially at this stage in my life, the more I am able to refine what God has already given me, but to be able to do it in a non-stressful way, if that makes any sense.
Absolutely. I mean, I working with you for as long as I have, I get a clear understanding why you you sit still and the benefits. I just wanted you to be able to share it with the people.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, no, that's, you know, what it is. I could not have pretty much done any of this if I was not sitting still. New Wealth University, you know, we were able to thrive during the pandemic, like literally thrive and help other people thrive. And that was all the result of sitting still. And being able to take the time to process, you know, what was next? What could we create? What could we develop? What could we grow? How can we help other people? And, you know, so on and so forth. So it almost kind of feels like you sit still to get some new work. Uh-huh. And that's kind of what it is. You know, most people in life are working so they can rest at some point. So you work and then you rest. I remember Warren Campbell and I talked about this, but I was like, it's the opposite. The Bible tells us to work from our rest. So we rest so we can work. And right. If resting is the, you know, big area, then the work that comes out of that rest is more productive. It's more stable, long term. And you know, the other thing too, is I have to make lots of decisions in business. We have a contract today that I need to get on the team. I need to get on the team with you and our other business partner in 3L Productions and maybe talk to the attorney and so on. And I mean, during the time that we've worked together, I've been vigilant about ensuring all this time that your contracts were clean and that your contracts would never put you in a position of liability. I was always very specific and still am. So now the stakes are higher. We got TV shows and productions and all kind of things. So being still allows me to quiet my mind long enough so I can read these contracts. Let me tell you. I'm like, after so many therefores and here whither to and baby bow, this is like the King James Bible, okay? It's a lot.
Yeah, you do need an immense level of concentration and focus.
Yeah, yeah.
And you cannot do that on the move.
Oh, no. It is not going to happen. And, you know, even when we were traveling a lot, you know, 2-3 weeks out of the month, 20, it was nothing for us to be on the road 20 days out of the month, 20, 25. I mean, I think we were only home, you know, on, you know, a couple days here and there. But even we were traveling, if you think about it, I was still, even when I was moving, because I would sit and I would focus on something that was in front of me. While you were, you know, in the room or at the meeting, talking to people and doing all, I had to be still. I had to slow that everything down, my movement, my eyes, my mind, so that I could get through whatever it was that we had to get through so we could be safe and successful, you know, wherever we were on the road. After the break, we got to talk about the time when some critters, you know, tried to make a move on us, and stillness is what, you know, gave me the ability to see so we could get out of that situation safely. Yeah. So, it is a lot, but you know what? It's the Millionaires Roundtable, and, it's good. I'm talking about a new you in 2022. We're going to learn something new about light as well. So don't turn that dial. We'll be right back.
More of the Millionaires Roundtable coming up on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Get better every day intentionally with Lens List member attorney Serena Williams. Whether you need a business coach, an estate plan, a family mediator, or an annual legal checkup, attorney Serena Williams can help you move past your business and financial doubts and get better every day intentionally. You can find attorney Williams on Lens List at www.lenmillionaire.com. That's www.lenmillionaire.com or by calling 888-LEN-123. That's 888-596-6123.
Hey, hey, now welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I'm your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, our favorite radio station. And we are creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, and one dime at a time. And that means you. And we are also talking about the new you in 2022. And I really want you to embrace this all 365 days of this year. I think all too often we get started in the new year. And then by day 14, we are through. We are like, what are you planning to do? So this is a all year thing. And it is always in season. And so there are different things that I discuss during different months. But the energy of new should remain with us at all times. So I play the piano and I just realized that's what I want to do. So I'm going to go have to get me a baby grand computer. A piano. I said computer.
That's because you just Rain Man.
I don't do it anymore because I don't have to, but I type like 150 words a minute back in my, heyday. So
yeah, that's crazy. I think I was hitting 100 in typing class.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, yeah, so that's nothing like that.
Yeah, this was by, because I'll never forget a job that I applied for. I was in college. I was in my last year. So this had to be somewhere around 1992. It was 92. Yeah, it was 92 or 93. And I took a typing test and it was like 150 words a minute and I only had like one error. So I was accurate and fast. But that dexterity came from me playing the piano. Me playing the piano. And I started in ninth grade. So nobody believed me because I never had a piano at home. So it was my music class at Curie Metropolitan High School, my alma mater. And Curie is a performing arts school. So I took dance and, I took dance to avoid having to take physical education. Well, dance was my physical education. But I also needed another art music elective. And so I chose the piano. Most of my friends were in the choir or the band. We had a great band. We had an award-winning choir, but I can't sing. So I didn't want to stress myself out like that anymore. Although I learned Carol of the Bells and NX Chelsea's Deo and all those great, wonderful classical songs in elementary school, but I didn't have a choice. I had to take choir and actually had fun. But by the time I got to high school, I wanted to choose what I want to spend my time doing. And I wanted to learn how to play the piano. So that seemed like the most clear path towards me doing something. So when I was sharing this with some of my line sisters, we got a whole lot of stuff to talk about, my ships. Anyway, when I was sharing this with my line sisters, they was like, oh, this makes sense because I'm very logical, I guess. I'm a math person. And then my other really good friend in high school, she's a scientist, biology, chemistry major. She was going to do pre-med, but she teaches math and really hard subjects to people who want to learn it. She played the piano too, and she plays exceptionally well. So I guess there's some connection between music and math and science. And So I did a little bit of it all. Yep.
Yeah, I mean, that's why I think it's so important that as parents, they, you know, give opportunities to their children to discover what it is that they will eventually come to love. I mean, some kids will tell you they have a general interest in something. You know, if you have a communicative relationship with your children. I remember meeting a guy one time and he told me, by the way, audience, this is all about locating your dream, your gifts, your talent, and being able to tap in and use them. And there was a gentleman that I knew. He was probably about maybe 60 or so. And I asked him, how long have you been playing the drums? He said, well, in my head, I've been playing since I was 7. I said, well, what do you mean? He said he would watch either the Johnny Carson show or the Ed Sullivan show. I forgot which one he said, which is a huge time difference. But it was one of those talk shows, late night talk shows. And he would look at the drummer and he would look and say, oh, I know how to do that. So he had been playing in his head, and it wasn't until he was 9 when he got his first drum set. And when he started on it, it was as if he had played drums in another lifetime or something. He was a pro at 9 playing the drums. So I just think it's about, as parents, giving those opportunities to our kids so that they could tap into what it is that they like early. And you might have to present an array of things. You know, I remember my mom took me to art class and voice class and dance class. And then after the classes, she would say, okay, which one do you want to return to? And then I'd kind of drop some of them by the wayside. But, you know, I wasn't enjoying it, or I wasn't excelling the way that I expected to at that age. So, yeah, it's all about getting out there and doing it. And so for you playing the piano, when you said it, I was like, what? Like, how could you withhold some information like that for so long? But the truth is, I don't think I've ever been in a room with you and a piano.
Exactly. And Demetrius was like, really? He's like, now wait. I'm like, we've never been around a piano. No, let me take that back. There is a piano at his grandmother's house that serves as a TV stand, a photo, you know, display. It's the stuff is on it. You know how it is at grandma's house.
right.
You know,
right. It's hidden.
Yeah, it's under all the other stuff.
Right. Like a table.
Now, interestingly enough, you're a lot more flexible than I am, because nobody could take me to all those classes. I'm going to tell you where I'm going. And that's what we're doing. But that's the difference between you and I. I've been grown since I got here. But we're going to talk more about that, learning some new you in 2022 stuff. We have to take for news, traffic, and weather. We'll be right back. WVON.
More of the Millionaires Roundtable coming up on the Talk of Chicago. 1690 WVON.
Are you an exceptional real estate or financial services professional? Do you have a business or service that can improve the lives of others? You may qualify to serve the world as a member of Lynn's List. Visit www.lynnmillionaire.com. That's www.lynnmillionaire.com or call 888-LYNN-123 extension 5. That's 888-LYNN-123 extension 5 for more details.
Hey, now welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, our favorite radio station. And we are creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, and one dime at a time. And that means you. Go to asklynn.org. Tell me something new about you in 2022 that you want to do. And who knows, maybe I can help you accomplish it. So, Light, back to the stillness piece. So, sitting still, I gave me the space to remember that that's something I enjoy. And it's now showing me that that's what I want to do more of. And I'm definitely going to teach and or provide access to specifically the piano, organ, you know, that kind of instrumentation to the young people in my life. My kids are all grown, so they're probably not going to sign up for anything I'm offering. They're probably going to be like, baby, bye. Go somewhere, mama, you need a nap. That's what Taylor will tell me. You need a nap. But my nieces and nephews, when they come to my house, they will get some training. Very basic little things. And, you know, I think I could see, like, later, much later on in my retirement years, I could see being, you know, that music teacher in the neighborhood that teaches all the kids how to play the piano. They can all come to my house for their particular lesson, for their day and time. But definitely in my 70s and 80s or something, I could see me actually teaching children how to play the piano.
Wow, that would be nice.
You know, I don't even deal with kids like that. It's like, huh? But I guess if you find that piece that you... Now, let's be clear. I love kids, but woo child. I need a babysitter. Somebody else need to teach them. You know, Kennedy was running around, didn't know anything. So I had to tell her big sisters, teach her name and her phone number and all that stuff. I was busy, you know, doing other things. But I guess when you tap into that new you, which is... new you. So there's new you, N-E-W, new you, K-N-E-W. Get it? New you, new you. So this new me knows who I was and am. But I could certainly see being at that stage in my life, teaching kids how to play the piano.
Wow.
Shocking.
And I mean, what's so great about that is to just, you know, seeing the faces of these little kids light up when they've learned something new. That brings so much joy.
Yeah, because you know I'm going to teach them some other stuff, too. While they're sitting there.
Like,
oh, yeah.
Like what?
How to act like they got some sense.
Oh, okay.
How to have some manners. How to help their parents at home and get their chores done before you come here. How to be excellent. I'm going to teach them all about the Lord Jesus Christ himself. I mean, you know, think about it. Because before or after their lesson, maybe they can get a treat. Because, you know, I know how to cook. And while they're sitting there and they're excited and we're excited about their progress. And I can check up on them and see what they're doing. And my place will be a place that the kids, they're going to want to come to. So if you didn't do your chores, you know, no lessons with Dr. Lynn today. You don't get your lesson.
Wow.
And I'm going to check on you, too, because I know your mama might not tell me the truth because they want to get rid of you. But I'm going to have spies to tell me what's really happening.
Crazy.
Oh yeah, cause see, as parents, we're you know, very easy on our kids a lot of time. If they don't do the right thing, we still want them to be in the thing. So okay, you can do it later. No, you got to do it before you come. Trust me, I'm teaching them something that you will appreciate very soon. So yeah, I can see that.
Well, go ahead then. You got yourself a nice little occupation after you've ran the world and you're ready to slow it on down. Then you have that.
That and, you know, sitting by the beach and, you know, helping people with their problems. But yeah, I can play the piano a little bit and take some lessons myself. So once I get my baby grand piano, I'm going to take some lessons once we are no longer dealing with COVID and all that stuff. But, you know, in the interim, I'll just do my online. I'll do some online lessons. You can learn anything now. Anything, anywhere.
Isn't that something? Wherever, whenever. Yeah.
Yep. So that's what's new about me. What's going on with you?
Oh my goodness. You mean in terms of this year?
Something new. Yeah, we want to know something new.
Something new.
What's happening?
Well, I mean, all of my time really is going towards making this second season of the TV show Partners in Rhyme on All Black as successful as possible. So in terms of something new, it's much more theoretically than it is in practice right now, because all of my practice time is taken up with this TV show.
Right.
But theoretically, I want to have more compassion and more empathy. And, you know, as always, I want to strengthen my bond with God and continue on that mission of Him revealing to me what it is that I need to do, where I need to be at the moment I need to be there, who it is that I need to be in communication with, who it is that I'm to bless, who it is that I'm supposed to get in touch with because they have a blessing for me. So I'm just, you know, broadening the scope of my trust in God.
No, I love it. I love it. Well, I mean, I know you're already in writing sessions. So, I mean, I think that is like really new. Everybody, I think you kind of blew everybody out of the water, because not only did you create this TV show, but you are writing in it, producing, directing, and acting in the thing. Like, come on. You like Prince. You know, he played all the instruments, sang all the parts of the song, and what did anybody else do?
Oh, goodness. But he told them to.
Right. What could anybody else do? But no, that's exciting. So perhaps something new will come out of what you write this year. Ah, I got another thing.
What?
I am going to write a novel.
Okay. Wow. Well, you know, when you publicly say it, you got to deliver.
Lord Jesus, help me. Yep. I'm going to write a novel. Along the lines of my writing style is similar to Terry McMillan, but also with the twists of Sidney Sheldon.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So Sidney Sheldon.
You're going to bring that to life. When's your deadline?
See, now you're asking too many questions.
I'm just saying, is it in this year?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I'm just going to write until I'm finished. And then, you know, when it's finished, it'll be finished. I don't know. It could be now. It could be a year from now. But my fear is that I shouldn't say my fear. When I start doing that, I'm not going to do anything else.
Uh-oh. So now you're talking about, whoa, let's back up. We have got to get full agreement on this, because this sounds like it's about to affect the business.
Yeah.
So
it's gonna affect the business in a good way, because I'm going to be a world renowned best-selling author, because I can tell a juicy story. Baby, let me tell you. I have an imagination out of this world. Yeah, I can tell some good stories of people and their life. And I mean, first of all, I have been told this many times, my own family is a juicy story. The Banks, baby, honey, let me tell you. There's at least a trilogy coming out of that. So I actually did start writing that story, and maybe that's the one I'll continue.
Okay. All right. Well, I look forward to reading it, because I definitely know you know how to tell a story.
Yes. And in all of my financial books, are stories. My financial books are very conversational. And so that's what I plan to do with my writing. And I just want to give you an example of what Hopefully they didn't, my sound didn't go away too bad right there. But I just want to give you an example.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you've read my books, but let's take the chapter on buy real estate instead of deals at the stake. Mm-hmm. I know what you're thinking. Just when this book was getting good and I was feeling this whole me eat thing, this woman snapped. What in the world is a deal at the stake? Okay, I know I was stretching this one. Let me tell you. First, let's deal with the word stake. Then I can bring it on home for you. You know, so my mm-hmm. books are already, like, you want to know what I'm about to say. So mm-hmm. there's mm-hmm. a financial information that you're going to get, but then there's also this story that I'm telling in the middle of delivering a financial concept. So that's in Check the Monday, the whole book. It's laugh out loud funny. So I see my novels being funny, telling the story of Black life, Black mm-hmm. culture from the perspective of an African-American woman. So that's the Terry McMillan piece. And with unexpected twists and turns, like my favorite author, Sydney Sheldon. So I'm excited about doing that, playing the piano. Now I can play the piano and do some other things, but once I start writing these books, yeah, I'm not going to do anything else. And maybe I'll just do them on my during my sabbatical, because I am definitely doing a sabbatical before, in my 50th year, I am doing a sabbatical. Yes, I am.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, I asked you for something new. You don't have anything, so I got a bunch of new things. Let me tell y'all something. We are doing it this year. This is the Millionaires Roundtable. What a great discussion I'm having with my sister. Don't turn that dial. We'll be right back. WVON.
More of the Millionaires Roundtable coming up on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Creating generational wealth one family at a time is the mission of Lens List member Monica Poland with RE/MAX Synergy. Do you want to buy commercial or residential real estate? Are you a first-time home buyer or investor? Need help with a short sale or property staging? Visit www.linmillionaire.com. That's www.linmillionaire.com to schedule your consultation with Lens List member Monica Poland of RE/MAX Synergy.
Hey, now, welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. Yes, that is me. I know I've said a whole lot of new things. MC Light is like, okay. I just threw a sabbatical right on in there. And this is WVON, and we are talking about a new you in 2022. And this is a discussion that we're having all year long. All year long, okay? So I think this is a unique opportunity to claim who you are, what you want to be, to dream big, and then to go after those things. So, yeah, these are some things I want to do. I want a real sabbatical, a real one that like real people take, not this fake one that I'm on, you know, where I'm working 2 days a week, but then I'm still doing some things the other days, but not really. But, you know, let me say this. I am very grateful. I am in 100% gratitude for being in a position where I can rest, because that's what I'm doing. I'm resting.
Mm-hmm.
2020 was a different kind of rest. 2020 was unrest to a degree, because, you know, we had this new thing out, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't have any solutions for it, but everybody, you know, people were dying and all this stuff. And then 2021 was just ignorant. Let me tell you, it was just an ignorant year with a lot of really crazy things happening. So I feel like 2022, although we have not necessarily gotten to a new normal yet,
mm-hmm.
I do feel like, okay, we can all take a deep breath. All right. You're probably gonna have to sit down for a minute. You definitely have to be much more aware, more cautious. Like, you can't just get up and get your keys and get in your car and go somewhere and go in somebody's house or somebody's restaurant. Like, there are protocols and things that are in place that are forcing us to be mindful. And so in it for me, I am just going to find all the stuff I want to do. Because if we're going to have to sit down for a while, let me tell y'all, I'm gonna do something, you know, different and creative. Yeah.
Well, you know what? I just have to take it on back for a second. In the first segment, you said that you were going to share us having to shake a few little criminals in the next segment, but we didn't do that in segment two. Are we going to save that for another show?
No. Let's talk about it now.
Mm-hmm. Excuse me. Are you talking about Atlanta?
Yeah.
Well, we've had several run-ins in Atlanta.
Yes.
Yes.
What is wrong with the ATL?
Where we had to escape because the gentleman who paid a hefty price for me to make an appearance at a club decided he was going to send some people to get the money back from us.
Isn't that something?
Boy, oh boy. And yes, you were right. You were still in that moment because you were the one who was thinking, okay, I'm calling the police. We're going to, okay, now where's the police station? Okay, so we had intentions of driving right to the police station and have them follow us right to the police station. However, you know, the driver was able to do some real crafty stuff and got rid of them, but we still went to the police station. We told them what was happening. They said there have been some robberies taking place, and they gave us a chauffeured guide to the hotel.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, and that was being still. Like, it's a very interesting kind of space because it's almost like my mind is completely still and clear except for this. I can see every piece and move them very quickly to get to, you know, whatever it is that we need to do.
Mm-hmm.
Focus. That's probably mm-hmm. what it is. It's the ability to focus. And focus and stillness go hand in hand. You know, I am a computer kind of programming person as well.
Mm-hmm.
And when I am in my office working and I'm doing some of the things that I've had to do to help build out this platform, I can't even hear other people talking. Like, you ask me a question, I don't, it doesn't resonate that I need to say something back or, you know, what have you. So throughout this pandemic, you all have put a good support system around me, and Demetrius makes sure I eat and so on and so forth. But I'm looking for a different kind of stillness where I can actually be present and enjoy what it is that I'm doing. And not that I'm not enjoying doing the work, but it requires a level of focus and intensity that I like to see play out. Playing the piano, writing a novel. I'd like to use that kind of energy for those things.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Totally understood.
Yep.
Totally understood. But I do understand the benefits of sitting still.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Yes. Yes, yes, yes.
Because you're in a mind to create.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what has that been like for you? Because, you know, you are, you know, Speedy Gonzalez. You be moving around. Yeah, hip hopper.
I'm a hip hopper, mm-hmm. showstopper. It really showed me how much rest I needed.
Yes.
You know, to be able to sit still. And now, you know, I do it, even though we have somewhat of a pandemic happening, and, you know, I've got friends that are meeting at restaurants and, you know, bars, and of course everybody's vaccinated. But the truth is, that's cool to do once in a while, but for the most part, I find a lot of richness in being able to sit still. And, you know, because I wake up so early, I go to bed early, and I can't take being somewhere else and not close enough to my bed. Like, I don't like the idea of, oh, I'm tired, now I gotta go home. When I'm tired, I wanna just go to the bed.
Oh, well, you know, that's why I don't even like to go out to eat and stuff, because by the time we get through, if we're out at an event, eat, I'm ready to go to sleep. But I have to ride in the car home. And usually, if you and I have a business event to go to, you drive. And if not, then Demetrius is driving. And by the time I get home, I am in tears like a baby. I do not want to get out of the car. He has to say to me 8 times, Lynn, we're home. And I literally just want to sit there and cry like a baby. But or just leave me here. Let me sleep right here. So I get you. You know what? It's a new you in 2022. This is the Millionaires Roundtable. Go to asklynn.org, asklynn.org. Tell us what you need, and we'll do the very best that we can to help you. You know what? We'll talk to you next time. Thanks so much for being here with us. Bye-bye. You have been listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON, 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, our favorite radio station. I want you to follow me on social media at Lynn Richardson. Follow this show at Lynn Millionaire. Go and get help at asklynn.org because I want to help you take it to the next level. Guess what? I'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye.